Well, thank you for being here. I know that this particular time of the year is one in which time itself is in the absolute shortest of supplies. I've often thought that it's a shame that those of us who are not currently serving in a military do not have access to ribbons and medals, because I think sometimes as civilians it would be useful if we could pin a ribbon or medal to our shirt so people knew the things that we had recently accomplished. I would like to share with you all an accomplishment of mine, and that is in the last 24 hours, I have been to Sam's, Walmart, and Myers. There should be a medal that says, "Trifecta, I survived." But you know, the simple fact of the matter is, this time of the year, you just never know what it is that you're going to discover that you've run short on, that last thing that you need, the thing that's broken, the thing that needs just one more ingredient, or that last present that you thought you had, but then when you looked, you didn't have. And this is the time of year when we find ourselves having to make preparations on top of preparations. I don't know where you stand with your Christmas preparations. Maybe you are at this magnificent point of peace wherein everything that you have planned has either already come to complete fruition, or you have all of your ducks in a row and you're ready to go. Well, I got to tell y'all what. It's like they say, I don't have my ducks in a row. First of all, my ducks are cats, and second of all, they're having a dance party. My ducks are not in a row, and I still have things that my wife and I have to prepare to get ready for Christmas Sunday. Now maybe, or Christmas Day, maybe you're already there. God bless you if you are. But for the rest of us, we're not there yet. There are still breakfasts to be made, and family to be hosted, and presents to be opened, and sweaters that we really hope still fit. Because when we ordered them, they fit, but then the kids grew. And then there's a million other things to be ready for. And I think at this time of the year, we are overwhelmed by the need to do the things that have to be done to make the season right. But then we read the story of the birth of Jesus. We read the story of Jesus' coming into this world, and we realize that unpreparedness is as much a part of the story as anything. When Jesus' birth is foretold and it is spoken to the world, and people are given the heads up, hey, the Messiah is born, and he is born in a manger, and you will find him in the city of Bethlehem, who's told? The priests, people who spent their lives theologically preparing themselves, studying and being made ready? No. The priests don't figure it out until far, far too late, when Jesus is himself in Jerusalem. Do the kings figure it out? Well, the wise men figure it out, but they figure it out a couple of years later. And we're told that the wise men probably don't arrive in Bethlehem until Jesus is a toddler. Is the announcement made to the king of Israel? No, Herod is not told anything. In fact, Herod sort of randomly finds out when some strangers show up on his doorstep and start asking suspicious questions. And it's probably a good thing that Herod didn't figure it out, because his response was far from stellar. No. Who gets told are shepherds. Random, dirty, uneducated, unprepared for the birth of the Jesus, shepherds. And I've always wondered to myself, what's their conversation on the way to Bethlehem? Because the scriptures give us this really sanitized conversation whereby one looks at the other and says, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. I don't believe that's the way the rest of the conversation went. I think the rest of the conversation went a little bit like this. I can't believe we left the sheep with Bob. He's never going to be able to take care of them all. How long is it going to take us to get to Bethlehem? And are we crazy? Why are we going to Bethlehem? We smell like sheep. Under no circumstances did they say to themselves, well, obviously, heaven's announced the arrival of the Messiah to us. Who else would it have been announced to? We're the shepherds. No! They looked at each other and said, are you ready for the Messiah's arrival? Are you prepared? I'm not ready for this Messiah's arrival. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I don't know how I'm supposed to respond. I didn't even get him anything. And they arrive, and Christ is there. And they worship him, and they tell Mary of what the angels have told them, and Mary treasures it in her heart. And the shepherds go on doing this incredible job of telling everyone that they've met this incredible thing that for no good reason was given to them. No logical reason would they have been chosen, and they are going from person to person. And again, I don't know what this conversation sounds like, but I imagine it starts with the phrase, you're never going to believe this. Because who would believe it? Dirty, smelly shepherds, uneducated, unprepared, unreligious, uncouth, unsocially acceptable shepherds were told by angels of the birth of Christ. And then they go and they tell everyone they can find. Because you see, in the end, as many lights as we string and trees as we erect and beautiful poinsettias that we buy, no matter how many presents we wrap or how many Christmas carols we sing, in the end, Christmas isn't something that we do. Christmas is something that is done for us. We don't make the Christ child come. We don't make the heavens open up and sing praises. We just sit back and wonder, how could something this amazing be given to us? For to us a child is given, to us a child is born, and we are those who celebrate. I mean, really, in the end, that's all we can do when something like this, as amazing it is, happens. We celebrate. We give thanks. Not because we've prepared and we've got everything ready to go. I mean, can you imagine how different the story would have been if the angels announced the arrival of the Messiah to the king and Herod said, well, I've been waiting for this, the parade is ready. That's not how the story went. Probably Herod would not have thrown a parade Jesus would have wanted to have been in the first place. No. Maybe the best thing we can do is wake up on Christmas Sunday or Christmas morning, say to one another, I was not prepared for the level of God's grace and mercy that he offered for us. I was not prepared to come into his presence. I was not prepared or ready. My first congregation was in rural West Virginia. Backwoods. And when I say backwoods, I mean backwoods. Like, we were an hour drive to our nearest grocery store. We were out in the middle of beautiful, beautiful country, surrounded by marvelous individuals, but out in the middle of nowhere. And it was a small congregation in a very, very small community. And I remember at some point in my first year or so, my council president asked me if I would go look in on a fellow who had not been to church in a good many years. And I remember I had driven down what was, for all intents and purposes, a dirt, I'm going to be generous and call it a road. It was just shy of a path, though, to be perfectly frank. And I did not have a four-wheel drive vehicle. It was, I will say this much, once I got to his house, I did feel closer to God. Because it was raining and it was on the side of a mountain. And I got there and my prayer life had improved. And I remember knocking on his door and we had a marvelous conversation about the weather and just sports and random things until we got to the meat of the matter. And I remember saying to him, well, the fellow who sent me was my council vice president, his name was Kevin Link. I remember saying to him, Kevin Link wanted me to let you know that on behalf of myself and the congregation, that we miss you and we would love it if you would come back to church on some given Sunday and you know, just know that we're all thinking of you. He says, I want to come back to church. I'm planning on coming back to church. I said, great. He says, just as soon as I'm ready. I said, okay, what do you mean by that? He says, well, I got a lot of bad things happening in my life right now. I've done a lot of bad things. I'm still doing a lot of bad things. And as soon as I can get myself cleaned up and I can fix the things that are wrong in my life and get right with God, then I'll come back to church. And I remember saying to him, you clearly don't understand how this works. Because can you imagine if the shepherds had had this conversation with the angels? Can you imagine if the shepherds had said to the angels, oh, man, we really want to go see the Messiah, but honestly, we're covered in lanolin and little tufts of wool, and neither any of us have been to the temple lately. We've not made proper sacrifices. We've been working on the Sabbath. There's a lot of things going wrong in our life. Once we get things right, we'll come visit the baby who's been born. Oh, in the conversation. Because God's presence in our life is never about us being ready. It's always about the fact that God is ready for us. God wants us. God desires to give us grace, mercy, and love. He's not waiting until we're ready because we're never going to be ready. Yeah, that's another diehard rule of Christmas. No matter how ready you are, if you get ready too early, you'll find more things to do because you'll realize there are other things you could get ready. We're never going to be ready enough for God's grace. Because if we could get ready enough and be perfect enough to stand in God's presence, well, what would have been the point of the Messiah being born in the first place? No. I remember saying to the fella on that ridge, look, just come to church. In fact, the worse you come to church, the better. Because the first thing that we do at the beginning of church is we confess our sins, and then we hear a word back from God that confirms to us that we are forgiven. It's not about being ready. It's about coming into the presence of a God who is ready for us. So I say to you all on this Christmas Eve, ready or not, whether all your lights are up and all your presents are wrapped, or whether you say to yourself, gift bags are a good thing. Because some days you just look at that pile of presents and you're like, that's going in a gift bag. Whether you're ready or not, God is ready for you. He loves you. He came for you. And he wants nothing more than for you to be a part of his life. Amen.